You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. We've had some ups and downs in the weather here in my part of the world. A lot more downs where you are, I think, and it stayed winter a lot more. However, things are changing, and of course it is spring. What can you tell me about the next week or so?
Well, I certainly see over the next week or two plenty of what I call just textbook spring weather. Lots of ups and downs with temperatures. There's going to be more precipitation coming to many areas of the nation, but especially the central, the south central, and the southeast. And we're going to have a pretty vigorous storm system over the Ohio Valley, portions of the Great Lakes, and along the East Coast. It could be quite a strong storm system. So once again, we're going to likely late this week and over the weekend be looking at the risk of severe weather. This will be especially true in some of the areas of the south and southeast that had to go through some severe weather this past weekend. For the Corn Belt, areas of showers, areas of thunderstorms, and some cooler weather will come in behind the system late in the weekend and early next week. Then it'll warm up again and probably enjoy some warmer, mild, spring-like conditions for a good portion of next week. Later in the month, though, Todd, we are still expecting that Mother Nature could still throw us a few curveballs, at least when it comes to still some chances for winter weather.
Wait, that would be nearly the month of May. What kinds of winter weather would we have at that point?
Well, what we are seeing, at least the potential, as we get towards the end of April and into early May, that there could be a couple of large storm systems forming over the Pacific as well as the nation's midsection. And what we do, what we call this, is a highly amplified pattern where high pressure would extend further north into Canada, which in turn pushes colder air further south into North America. And it's not unusual in a weak El Nino, which is where we are right now, to have one or two of these systems late April and early May. We've seen it in prior years. So there's still that chance of early May, late April, some colder weather still penetrating the north central and central areas of the United States. It's on the table. It's something we're watching. So at least at the moment, we're not saying that we're done with the cold just yet.
Well, thanks for all the good news today. I appreciate
that. You're welcome.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks, Don. Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world, and that means you get to be involved in the process, and hopefully you'll help pay for some of this programming. That's what I'm asking you to do right now over this, well, one-day period. We're in the middle of kind of a marathon fundraiser, hoping to pick up about $150,000. Now, if you'd like to help, you can do that. Actually, I hope you will, by going to willpledge.org, willpledge.org, and there you'll put in the comments section, in support of agriculture. Make your donation. I like the $120 level. More is fantastic. Less is perfectly fine. What's important is that you give today, right now, in support of agriculture and the programming that comes to you from Illinois Public Media. By the way, thank you so much for listening to the program, the Closing Market Report, the Opening Market Report, everything in between, and Commodity Week, as well as visiting our website at willag.org or following me on Twitter at Commodity Week. I'm Todd Gleason.